The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. The Badgers are 2-1 overall and host Hawaii at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
It was good to get a win last week, and appreciate the efforts of everyone to get that, and looking forward to being back home again and against a good Hawaii team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp from Spartan Nation.
Coach, this is the second time you've been involved in a transition, meaning taking over a program as a head coach.
Right.
How's this group responded, and did you do anything different this time? What maybe did you take away from the first time when you got to Pitt?
Yeah, I think you always, at least you hope, you're always learning as you go through. And you know, one example was when I went to Pitt, met with all the players, but met with them right when we got off the road recruiting. And this time I did it at the end of spring ball, so it gave me a chance to get to know them a little bit better before I had to sit down and, 20-30 minutes with each kid. I think we were able to make more use of that time. You know, that's one example. And I think certainly there's been areas for me personally that coming back to a place that I'm very familiar with made it easier still for the players, the kids in the program. It's new for them. And even the ones that I knew, they were redshirt freshmen. They're a different person. So transitions, there's just there's steps that you can't avoid. And I've appreciated this group and their willingness. I think not just myself, but all the coaches, all the changes, they've embraced them. And yet it's still, each game you go through and each practice, you're finding out more about your guys. And I've always said this because I believe it wholeheartedly, is that you're a better coach when you know your players, and it takes time to truly get to know them.
Coach, you have been around Madison a long time. When you think about the facilities that were around the sport and around Madison when you started, and kind of how they progressed and then really taken off in the whole sport in the last maybe 10 years or so, how important is that to recruiting, to success of a program, and are we going to ever see an end to this arms race when it comes to facilities?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly here at Wisconsin, but every place, the facilities have changed so much. And I think, I don't know your answer if there'll be an end. I think that, I'm proud of the facilities we have here right now, and I think they're first class and take care of them. And yet, there's people that are doing more, and we always have to, you want to be able to do everything you can that's right for your group. And I think we've tried to find the right balance. Newer isn't always better, and bigger isn't always better. And yet there is, I think with anything, you keep investing in it. We all do it with our home or anything else. And so I don't know your answer or how to answer that is. There's still a lot of people, I know, doing a lot of things. And you hope that there's always improvement and growth. It doesn't necessarily have to be over the top, I guess, but I don't know.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, I would just love to get your take on Dare and Taiwan in terms of how you describe maybe their running style and their ability as running backs.
Yeah, I mean, they've certainly been a big, not exactly how we drew it up, and we've missed Corey, but, I think Dare and Taiwan have taken advantage of these opportunities. And I think they're, truthfully, I think they're both finding their style. And, I think when you're you know, Taiwan, it's, he just played his third game. And when a lot of young players, you know, they get anxious, and you're starting to see him have some confidence and understanding the tempo and kind of the discipline of their run tracks and reading it. And Dare being an older player, but, you know, he's just a year into being a running back. And so I think he's finding his way. And then I think, you know, they've both had some moments where they just, you can see them kind of just playing. And I think that they both have, you know, the ability to be able to run inside and also, you know, can do some things in open space. And so that's been, it's been fun for me to kind of see their development and growth. And I think, you know, John Settle, our running backs coach, does a great job of coaching the backs. And I think they're finding their style as much as anything.
I got you. Any chance for Corey this week, or you think you hold him out one more?
We're not holding him out. You know, he's making progress, and that's been encouraging to all, but I think most to him. But you know, we're not sitting on something that can go. He's working his way back, and look forward to the time when he is healthy and ready to go. I don't know the answer as far as this week.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Ari Wasserman from Cleveland.com.
Hey, Paul. I think Wisconsin traditionally has been really known for, you know, building really solid rosters because of awesome talent evaluation. In the recruiting process and your philosophy, would you say that you guys go after players that best fit your system, or do you think that it's always the goal to get the most talented player, regardless of style or in the way he fits, when you're trying to recruit guys?
I think it's different than, let's say, the NFL draft, because there's another component that I think is huge, and that's, is it the best? These kids have choices, and I think in the end, I think they all pick a place where they feel comfortable and they feel fits them. And I think it's not an either or. You start and you want to have the best person, and the person's student athlete. You know, he's, what does he give you? Football starts the whole evaluation process, right? That's the common bond. But then I think it comes down to what's the right fit for him. And we would never take a guy that's not a good fit for our program. But it's not as simple as, it's not the NFL draft where we're going best available athlete or need, you know, which is system kind of driven. It's you're trying to find the best fit for the, I think both sides are trying to do that. We extend an offer for those that we think add value to our program, and they take visits and are interested in ones that they think might be good fits for them, and at the end of the day, they choose. You know, we may start it, but the player chooses at the end.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.